This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we may not be in lockdown now, but there are still some restrictions in place. On the bright side, we can go outside to exercise rather than having to figure out what we're doing within our own home. I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, director of Optimum Exercise Physiology. Claire, how are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. We may not be stuck at home now, but exercising during quarantine is still a tricky thing. So I guess let's just go through, how we can do some, body weight exercises to make sure we're, keeping up our progress.
Yeah. So body weight exercises are a great way to stay in shape at home, or whether you're on holidays don't have access to equipment. They're effective. They don't really require any special equipment. You can do them anywhere, and that really makes them a perfect solution for people without equipment, or if you are away, or if we go back down into lockdown again. Today I'm going to take you through three body weight exercises that you can do at home with just a couple variations of each exercise for different fitness levels. Obviously, with these, this is just general advice, so you need to make sure that they're suitable for you, and if you do want a specific program, to seek an exercise physiologist out to help you with that.
All right, so what's number one?
Yeah, so the first one is the squat. So it's, quite an easy exercise to perform anywhere by anyone. Generally, when we start people off with a squat, the modification that we make is to get people to do what we call a chair stand. So basically, you need a chair, you're going to sit on a chair, you're going to cross your arms across your chest, and then you're going to stand up from the chair. We want to try and keep our head mostly above our bottom so that we're really using our leg muscles as opposed to momentum to pull us up. Once you get to the top of that standing up position, then you slowly lower yourself back down without plonking back down. So that's level one, and you're going to repeat that. Level two of that, or a variation of the chair stand, is to do a squat tap. So rather than actually sitting back down on the chair, we're just going to tap our bottom to the chair. So it's a modified squat. So starting in a standing up position, bending down, tapping our bottom onto the chair, and then slowly standing back up again, and repeating that one. And for people that are not used to a squat or even a chair stand, they're going to feel the burn by the end of doing a few repetitions of that one. And then if you are more familiar with exercise and you've been doing maybe some chair stands before or some squats before, then you're going to progress to the full squat. So again, there are lots of different variations of the squat that we can do, but just the simple squat is to have your feet hip width apart or slightly wider. Just turn your toes out just a little bit, so about 30 degrees out to outwards. And then keeping your knees in line with your toes, you're just going to make sure that your bottom goes down behind you as you squat down. And then standing back up without locking your knees fully. So a few different variations, and then you can load yourself up so you can hold onto weights at your chest or barbells and different things like that. Yeah.
All right, so we've looked at the legs then. What's next?
So next is some arms. So the push-up is a really simple one as well. So for beginner level, we're going to start with a wall push-up. So you're going to stand with yourself back about 2 feet from a wall. Just reach your hands out at chest height, pop them onto the wall, so palms onto the wall. And then imagining that you've got a broomstick basically from your head down to your feet, keeping your back nice and straight, you're just going to bend your elbows and go in so that your head almost hits the wall, and then pushing back out again. So that's the most basic version. And then we can progress that. So down onto hands and knees in a box position, again, bending the elbows down, or into a full push-up where we're on our hands and toes, keeping our back straight again and going into that full push-up. With all of these, we ideally want to be doing about 3 sets of 10 repetitions, both with that push-up and the squat.
So what's the final exercise then?
So the final exercise is the tricep dip. So this one targets those tucked top arms, or the tricep muscle group, which is at the back of our upper arm. So again, we're going to use a chair. So you're going to commence by sitting with the bottom on the edge of a chair, and then you're going to put your hands on the chair right next to your bottom with the heel of your hand on the top of the chair and your fingers wrapping around the edge and under the chair, so you're holding onto the edge of the chair. Then you're just going to walk your feet away slightly from the chair so that you're no longer sitting on the chair and you're holding your body weight with your arms. And then you're just going to dip down, so basically your bottom's going to head towards the floor, going to bend your elbows until they're about 90 degrees and then push back up again. So this is really working into those triceps. And to make it more challenging, we can just move our feet further away from the chair. So you can move them even out to as far so that they're straight, your legs are straight, so that there's more body weight being put through your arms. And again, you're going to complete that 3 sets of 10 to 15 repetitions. And by the end of that, you'll certainly be feeling the burn if you're not used to it.
So really, these aren't going to help us get, massive and buff, be bodybuilders, but it'll do in a pinch?
Yeah, so it'll certainly, if, like I said, if you're not used to doing much, it'll certainly get those muscles working and toning the muscles, and then, yeah, you can progress yourself. And, you know, you can grab heavy things at home to make these exercises more challenging. For a tricep dip, you can put some weight on your legs to make it harder. So there are ways that you can increase the challenge of them, even at home.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
That's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic Kids Breakfast.